The epistle for the Mass today is taken from the book of Ecclesiastes. Before all ages, in the beginning, he created me, and through all ages, I shall not cease to be. In the holy tent, I ministered before him, and in Sion, I fixed my abode. Thus, in the chosen city, he has given me rest. In Jerusalem is my domain. I have struck root among the glorious people in the portion of my God. His heritage and my abode is in the full assembly of the saints. The gospel for the Mass today is coming from the gospel of St. Luke, chapter 11. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, as Jesus was speaking to the multitudes, a certain woman from the crowd lifted up her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you." But he said, "Rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." Blessed are the words of today's holy gospel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we celebrate this feast of Our Lady, Help of Christians, the patron of the Academy here. And it's a special feast that is certainly applicable in our times. We know that Our Lady has a great power. She has a great power before the throne of God. She has been such that she has done much in her service of God, and God has rewarded her with a tremendous power. We know that even back all the way in the book of Genesis, it was promised that someone would come to redeem mankind, and there was a woman involved, a woman who would the serpent would strike at her heel, and she will crush his head. And you see, of course, statues that depict that, with Our Lady standing, and under her feet is the head of the crushed serpent. We also know that there's other indications, of course, in the Old Testament, which prefigured what was going to come. The story of Judith and Holofernes. Judith was such that she was one of the Jewish people, and of course the Jewish people were such that they feared the wrath of Holofernes. And so they were in great fear of what would happen. And so it was Judith who was the one who said, "I'll take care of things." So it's very interesting to see. She's quite an attractive woman. But nevertheless, you can't let looks deceive you. She had a great power indeed. And so she went out to meet Holofernes. So Holofernes was taken with her. But she was such that in the end she lopped off his head and carried it back to the Israelites in her picnic basket. Okay. This is a prefiguring of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Okay. This is the indication of her strength indeed. And so she has a great strength indeed, and is manifested in a number of ways. And of course, we see one of the first instances when she's invoked under the title of Our Lady, Help of Christians. It was at the time of the Turkish invasion, the Muslim invasion. And it was, of course, at this time, it was under St. Pius V, where there was a terrible fear of the Turks overtaking Christian Europe and destroying it. And they were winning many battles, and then there was a very decisive battle at Lepanto in 1571. And at this point in time, Pope St. Pius V admonished everyone to say the rosary, and so he gave special privileges to those who would say a rosary. And so all of the sailors who were in the navy at the time were saying their rosary. They were going to go out in battle, and they were going to battle against the Turks. And at this point in time, the Turks had a tremendous advantage, a naval advantage. In all likelihood, it would have been such that the Christian navy would have been destroyed, would have been vanquished by the Turks, but by the intervention of God, at the request of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Turks were defeated in a most decisive way. And so it was thus this special title, Our Lady, Help of Christians, which was inserted into the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It was also, Our Lady, Help of Christians, was invoked by Pope Pius VII. Pope Pius VII, during the 19th century, with the French Revolution, was captured and taken to France, and he was held there for 5 years. He was allowed a certain freedom because of the lack of power, the losses that were experienced by the French. And so, anyway, so they were able to return back to Rome after 5 years of being in captivity there in France. And so when Pope Pius VII returned back to Rome, he returned back and he was, of course, they had a great celebration for his return. And it was on on May 24th when he returned. So he decided that we should celebrate this day with a great feast for Our Lady, Help of Christians. Our Lady, Help of Christians also had a special place in the work of St. John Bosco. St. John Bosco was such that he had a number of dreams of things that would come in the future, and he foresaw that in the end times, there would be some terrible situations in the church, in the world, and he saw the vision of the church as a large ship, and it was anchored between two pillars. One pillar was a pillar that shone forth the Holy Eucharist, and the other pillar was Our Lady, Help of Christians. He also even named the principal church of the Salesian Order after Our Lady, under the title of Our Lady, Help of Christians. And so this is a special title that she has, and of course it's a title that certainly has to do with a time when the church is struggling in battle. And so at this point in time in history, it's also a time that we can invoke her aid. It's important for us to have devotion to her, to ask for her help. She is strong indeed. Like Judith in the Old Testament, she has a strength that's hidden by her beauty, but she has a strength that is extremely powerful. And it was, of course, as I quoted numerous times, that those who were struggling in battle, they had recourse to her, asking her help, asking her to intercede for them, and she did in a most magnificent way. And so let us, of course, have recourse to her. Let us ask her to help us. Let us make sure we are saying our rosary every day, which was, of course, what was St. Pius V, what he admonished those in battle to do, which they did, and also to have this devotion to Our Lady, Help of Christians, so that in this struggle that we face, in these struggles in our lives, and in struggles that the world is faced with, that we can have recourse to her, and she can show her strength for us. And so let us, day by day, work to be faithful to her and ask her to help, and she will certainly give us the assistance we need in order to be victorious over these things, so that we can, of course, work then to accomplish what God is asking us to do, and that we also will celebrate this great strength of Our Lady, which we will appreciate both in this life and in the life to come as well. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.